Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Morency. SiriusXM Channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments. You see, McDonald's has limited edition adult Happy Meal toys back right now. And people are going crazy for this stuff. Upwards of $300,000 for like a little Hamburglar. Are you effing kidding me? Like, what the hell's going on in this world? Now, somebody's asking $300K. Doesn't mean they're going to get $300K. But here's somebody else, $25,000 for a Happy Meal toy. And how about this? How about this? So one eBay seller is asking $25,000 for an unopened Happy Meal toy of Grimace.
I was going to say, Gabe, I think the coolest part about that Happy Meal is the toy. When I saw the toy, it reminded me of when my mother used to take me to McDonald's when I was like 4 years old, and I used to play around in the playpen or whatever, and that's like what like the mascot was. It reminded me of the old days, Gabe.
Yeah, well, that's why they're counting on people to pay for the nostalgia. Yeah, adults love this stuff. Well, look at me. I got a bunch of football helmets and all this stuff here, but look at this, Matthias. I've got this here. Look at this bad boy. What do you think of him? It's pretty cool, huh? There's a McDonald's.
Are you kidding me? I love it. Bugs Bunny, yeah. Baby. Space Jam. Let's go.
Bugs Bunny with the ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Classic. It can actually shoot the ball and stuff, too. I won't do it right because it's going to fly.
Even
away.
Better.
Yeah.
Even
like just
better.
Button and stuff and like.
I'm a huge Bugs Bunny fan, Gabe. Huge ball, Bugs Bunny fan. Let's go. Yeah, look at that. That's actually pretty legit.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I mean, it should be cool if it was a little bigger, but he's pretty cute. He's a cool little dude. Yeah, so, you know what? Actually, you know what? I should put him. I should do the show with him sitting on top of the.
He just turned off your mic.
I know. Slow down, Bugs. I like.
Yeah.
There we go.
Now he's just covering his face.
Hey, he's better looking than me, anyways. So. I'll sell this to you if you want, Matthias. See, but they're selling for $300K and $25K. I said $300 even. I'll part with this little Bugs Bunny for $300. I'll take less. I don't know how much this would. Imagine, though, like in like 50 years, if this would be worth money, I'll be dead. And they'll be like, well, I used to have it. But, yeah, man, $300,000 for this Happy Meal stuff. People are nuts. Come on, man. For a little
for the record, Grimace? I still haven't gone to McDonald's and grabbed a Happy Meal. As cool as those toys are, I still have not gone myself to purchase it.
No, unless this Happy Meal, if it's $300,000, unless the Happy Meal contains, like, I don't know, 75 kilos of cocaine from Colombia in it, like, it's not worth it. You know what I mean? Like, what's the Happy Meal? It's like the McRib Witch when the buddy traded his car for a Homer. Buyer regrets. Yeah, $300,000 as well. So, World Cup is around the corner, man. This thing's coming. I tell you, Matthias, I was going to ask you. You got your gear? You got your USA gear? Hold on. We'll get the affiliates here.
You think what you've got. You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Wicked Wednesday. We got Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, stepping up and in from Jacksonville, Florida, in a couple of minutes. We'll talk college football with Brent Beard. Normally, Brent joins us on Friday nights, our Football Friday extravaganza, but he steps up and in earlier in the week this week, and we're glad to have him. Major League Baseball, let's get the updated series odds right now for everybody. You already know the scores. You know who it is. It's AC. All right. The Philadelphia Phillies, even though they lost today, they it is now listed as a pick 'em.
It's listed as a pick'em, -110 as they go back to Philadelphia in the 2-3-2 format, in which, you know, it just really puts San Diego in a tough spot. Right. If you're San Diego and you can win two or three, then you take control of this thing and you go back home up 3-2 and you got two cracks at it at home. If you're Philadelphia, if you sweep them, you win the series. If you're Philadelphia, you basically say, listen, you know, we're gunning for a sweep here, but two out of three isn't bad. We'll take the two or three and we go back there and we just got to win one of the two and we advance. The stakes are high. The series is now listed as a pick 'em, -110. As far as the Houston Astros are concerned, we told you before the series started, -170 was stealing money. Stealing money. And now it's -300. New York Yankees +250. Another thing with the Astros that we talked about last night, you keep your eye on, is the Astros always seem to give up the first run and then they come back. And we talked about it on the show last night, if you recall. And it was -250, yes, and +175, no. And I basically said, keep your eye on the Yankees scoring first and the Astros coming back and winning the game at +175 instead of laying the -190. And it's exactly what happened. You know, this number is only going to go up. So I don't, it's what, it's Severino. Yeah, man, you could roll, you better roll out Ron Guidry, man. All right? You better roll out Tommy F and John and not the dude that makes the underwear. Man, how about poor Tommy John, huh? Think about it. They ripped off his surgery. He got a surgery. Now they named a surgery after him. He didn't get paid for that. Tommy John surgery. And now you got that underwear stuff. Tommy John. And he's not getting paid for that either. Salute to Tommy John. I see you getting screwed. Brett Beard. They smashed the Astros. -162. They might sweep the Yankees. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
.com.
It's not the Friday Night Freak Show. It's the Wicked Wednesday, and we've told you guys countless times. I only know what day of the week it is because of the guests that join us. And Brett Beard normally joins us on Fridays. We mixed it up. He's joined us on Thursdays because of hurricanes. And now this week, he joins us on the Wicked Wednesday, and we're glad that he has time to break it down with us. Let's talk some college football, one of our favorite guests. First Coast News college football analyst, Heisman Trophy voter, Brent Beard steps up and in and joins us. Brent, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for joining us midweek style.
Gabe, after an incredibly crazy Saturday, we had to be together this week, did we not, just to discuss all this insanity that's going on and more insanity to come.
I think they're still fishing the goalpost out of the river right now. My boy Pat McAfee, I think, is still doing backflips into the river right now. That's what college football is all about. The 15-year drought is done.
We see kids storm the field, but that was storming the field in epic biblical proportions, as good as it gets. What a scene. And not just in Knoxville, but what a scene in Dallas-Fort Worth. What a scene in Utah. What a scene it was across the country in Syracuse. College football right now. Brett, this is it. This is peak season, as good as it gets.
Can you imagine what this is going to be when we expand the playoffs and we have got fan bases who are interested in November that probably normally would have never been? Gabe, the funniest thing to me about the Tennessee game is the University of Tennessee, with all that SEC money, begging for people to contribute to new goalposts. Yeah, Gabe, how many goalposts could University of Tennessee afford if they had to do it?
Yeah, you know what, Brent? I saw that they had over $90,000 raised a couple of days ago, and people GoFundMe this and GoFundMe that. All kidding aside, it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, in which this money better be going to charity in the end.
Yeah.
This money better be going to the community, to charity or something. Because you better not be telling me that a university with billions of dollars in endowment funds are taking people's money, Brent, for some plastic goalposts, bro.
Listen, Gabe, who believes that, okay? Coming out asking for people, my merciful heavens. But look, things have changed.
Are they going to pay the bail for the kids that got arrested? They had to party too hard? Hey, and also, Brett, how many, let's be real, how many kids are going to be born in about 9 months from now in the Knoxville area?
probably after a lot of celebrations. But, you know, Gabe, this is something you and I have talked about, that 7-on-7 football is where we are right now, right? You see it at USC that's coming. You see it certainly at Tennessee. And the thing I mean by that is the teams that have excellent quarterbacks and receivers right now are a step ahead, because these kids are doing this, Gabe, right? In peewee football, in middle school, and high school, and now college. And I will never say that the SEC is not a line of scrimmage league, but Gabe, if you've got an elite quarterback and wide receivers, aren't you ahead of the game now compared to some others?
You would like to say, Brent, that defense wins championships. Yeah, even in the NFL, I think that saying is a little overrated. You know what? You need to be the better defense in a championship game. I think, Brent, is it safe to say right now, like, you cannot win in football, college football, pro football, you cannot win just hanging your hat on, we're going to hold other teams to 12 points a game. No. Right? You need to be able to put points on the board. And I guess, Brent, come up with a couple of stops, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we give up some points, but we come up with enough stops. We'll find out how balanced Tennessee actually are moving forward. Now, props to you. And I thought about you, Brent, on the way out last week. You said, Gabe, you know, kicking could come, you know, be a factor in this football game. And we knew there were going to be points put up on the board. But kicking, you know, I don't want to call a kid out for missing a 50-yarder. In the past, Brent, we know Alabama have had their struggles, much like FSU, where they've missed chip shots. Remember the LSU game years ago? Yeah. You know, they've missed, like, makeable 23-yarders, 17-yarders, 35-yarders. That was a tough kick. I look at this, the 17 penalties. 17 penalties. Very undisciplined football for Alabama, which somewhat surprised me. And let's give credit to Tennessee, because when they, after the scoop and score, Brent, did you think it was done? Like, you're like, okay, it was a nice run. Now you're down 49-42. You're done.
Well, look, I think a lot of people did. A couple of things to what you said. Number one, the mistake Alabama made was they've got first down and 10 on the Tennessee 32. Now, if they had just run the ball three times and gotten up to what, Gabe? 5 yards, 6 yards, and got to the 25,
but they get 6 yards a carry. They probably would have just gotten it to like the 18 or something. You're right. Neuheisel said the same thing after. He said, hey, far from me to criticize Nick Saban, but he goes, I don't know why he didn't run the ball there.
No, I agree with that totally. Now, look, the penalties for Alabama, and you remember they had 15 when they went to Texas. That's got to be cleaned up. Now, look, these officials were, frankly, abysmal, and they were abysmal for both teams.
They were bad.
It's what it amounts to. And hey, Gabe, when you don't know what down it is, that's a problem, is it not?
Yeah, but at the same point in time, Brett, because I saw Roll Tide, I saw Crimson Tide Nation crying on Twitter. It was a travesty. The game was stolen. I saw some people in the media. Yeah, what happened in Austin last month? You bringing that up? What about that in Austin, Brett? It goes both ways, right?
Well, they've got – these are things they've got to clean up. Now, obviously, Bryce Young is back, and boy, what a duel that we had between Bryce Young and also Hendon Hooker. That was historic, frankly. Now, obviously, Tennessee still got to play Kentucky and Georgia, but Tennessee is heading possibly for Atlanta. And look, if they can get their act cleaned up, hey, Gabe, would it surprise you at all? Bama ran the table. I mean, they've got Mississippi State. They've got road games to LSU and also Ole Miss.
You know what, Brandon? People don't want to see them run the table.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's what's beautiful. Yeah, we sort of open it up. You know, if you look at the top 10 right now, right, you've got Georgia, you've got Ohio State, but boom, there's Tennessee. Boom, four, there's Michigan. Five, Clemson, Ole Miss, TCU. Don't look now. There's UCLA in the top 10.
Yeah.
It's a fresh and really interesting, let's say it's a real modern top 10, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. And again, and I keep bringing up this point, the thing that excites me in a couple of years, hopefully, that when we expand the playoffs, is how nuts is mid-October through the end of November going to be when we've got not just what, Gabe, maybe eight fan bases invested in not just the top four, but your top 12, which means you probably are going to have, what, 20 to 25 fan bases that think they've got a chance? How energizing for college football is that going to be then?
Yeah, as opposed to the Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia party that we sort of have going on. Let me ask you, Brent, do you think Clemson are really the fifth best team in the country?
Well, I'll say this. They've got a NFL defensive line, and to his credit, DJ Uiagalelei is playing better. So, in the last game, he was 15-23 for 203. Now, to me, the difference with this year, and you mentioned this several weeks ago, is their season probably is going to hinge on Will Shipley. And if he can run the ball, as of late, now he's third in the ACC in rushing. Now, I do think they'll beat Syracuse, but I'm telling you, though, Syracuse 6-0, 3-0, that's a nice story. Garrett Schrader's doing a good job.
Oh, great story.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Really is. Sean Tucker running back.
There's a resurgence, Brett. Listen, we're up against it right now. More with Brett Beard on the other side, but there's a resurgence right now. New York football. The Jets don't suck. The Giants don't suck. The Bills rock. And now Syracuse. We're still working on Rutgers, Brett. All right? We're working on Rutgers still. More with Brett Beard on the other side. Bring it.
Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
ESPN Radio, SoCal Style, and everybody tuning in Dallas, Texas, 97.1, The Freak, Brent Beard joining us. We're talking college football right now with a Heisman Trophy voter. And I'll tell you what, people that bet, Brent, on Hendon Hooker are really, really excited right now because he's played, you know, he's played his way into the Heisman conversation. How important... Where is he right now? Because I've heard people basically say, listen, if he beats Georgia, it's a slam dunk. He's the Heisman Trophy winner, and he could be the number one pick in the NFL draft as well.
Well, look, he's up there. I mean, he certainly is, I would say, in pretty much anybody's top three. And the thing we have to remember is no one wins the national championship or the Heisman Trophy in October. So we will see how the thing plays out. But I don't know if anybody has really done as good a job as he has, frankly. But I'll tell you this, and I know he missed a game, but Bryce Young was magnificent against Tennessee, Wendy Gabe.
It was no fault of his own. This kid carried that team. He's an unbelievable college quarterback. How about Blake Corum coming on right now? So let me ask you, though, because you've seen this, you've covered the SEC for a long time. I was talking the other night about the similarities between Joe Burrow and between Hendon Hooker and just about how they got there. Now, it took Hendon a little bit longer, but, you know, he transferred from Virginia Tech. I mean, people forget, Brent.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Burrow was at Ohio State. He transfers to LSU. It's not like they went 12-0 his first year there. He was 180-1 to win the Heisman. Nobody. Joe Burrow was not on anybody's radar to win the Heisman the year he lit it up. And, you know, Hendon Hooker, same thing, you know, last year, sort of lighting it up. NFL scouts, the one fault that they have, basically, is that they think he's old, right? And that, you know, he's been around, right, going into the NFL. Yet, I look, Brent, he carved up Florida, he carved up LSU, he carves up Alabama. I mean, he's carving up the best defensive backs in the country. Let's just call it up for what it is.
Well, and I'm going to be fascinated to see what he does against a good Kentucky defense and even better Georgia defense. Look, timing is everything. And what's happened with Hendon Hooker is he found Josh Heupel in that system. And look, system or not, Gabe, when you're he's third in the SEC in passing, he's got 15 touchdowns and one interception.
Now, the lack of turnovers is what really stands out. You know what I love too, Brent?
Yes.
The poise that he showed with limited time on the clock at the end of the game last week. A lot of teams would have been like, listen, you know, we don't have a lot of time to do this, but no, they made the plays, very poised in the pocket, real leader on the field. And there's nothing really not to like about him. Quick release, big body size, Brent, he's got it all.
Well, look, remember Cedric Tillman didn't play in that game either. Who is one of the better wide receivers in the SEC. Now, obviously, Jalin Hyatt caught everything that was thrown at him in that game, and he looked great. But again, and look, Brew McCoy, he only caught 2 for 38, but he's 10th in the league in receiving. So to your point, sometimes timing is everything. And look, my thing is, Hendon Hooker's round 25, and people say, well, is he ready for Social Security? But the reality is, for Hooker, is that's maturity in it, Gabe. Some of these guys...
Pickett was the same age, Brent. Kenny Pickett, same age. Joe Burrow's not young either. Joe Burrow was what, 24, 23? Yeah. I guess he was 23 and a half, 24 type thing.
Right, but
you know what I mean?
If you're a coach, Gabe, don't you want a little older quarterback who's more mature and has some experience?
Yeah, especially if I know. I don't want to develop a guy that's going to be good in 7 years. I won't be here in 7 years.
Yeah.
I think the same thing. I'm like, good, he's ready to play. Because honestly, right. I do believe that Hendon Hooker would be pretty much ready to play in the NFL. Like, he wouldn't need much more. Like, it's almost like, all right, throw him out there. And he's playing against elite competition, guys, as it is. Okay, so let's get into the games this week and the remaining moments. We always appreciate your time, Brent. This week, the Showcase Showdown, The Price is Right, is Ole Miss and LSU.
Yes.
And
Hey, speaking of quarterback play, Daniels really lit it up last week, man. Three touchdown passing, and he ran for another three more. An incredible performance. Coach Kelly's a hard guy to impress, as we know. And even Coach Kelly really liked what he saw, in which he said, I'm not saying that we've completely turned the corner, but we're not the same football team we were earlier in the year. And I sense a confidence about us that we didn't have before. It's starting to come together. But then he brought up the fact, but we have to do it on a weekly consistent basis. And look, they've got beat up at home. I mean, yes. Baton Rouge teams have gone in there. This is all, with all due respect to Kentucky, but that game was in Oxford. This is Kiffin and companies and Dart's biggest test. These guys are a juggernaut, man. They're running for like over 400 yards a game, man, on people. What a football game this is. Massive implications. Who do you like, Brent?
It's a coin toss almost to me. I think Ole Miss is playing a bit better. Now, Jane Daniels last week threw for almost 350. Now, that's against a very poor Florida defense. I want to be fair about that. But still, Jane Daniels, the LSU quarterback, can play well. The guy who showed up that you and I have been waiting on is Kayshawn Booty. He had six catches for 115 yards, so that was impressive. I still say this LSU defense has dudes on there, and they're still better than people give them credit for. But Gabe, listen, what in the world has Lane Kiffin done waiting on these quarterbacks to grow up? What a tremendous coaching job that he has done. This Quishon Junkins kid, 139 yards. Zach Edwards, 136, coming from TCU. Jackson Dart is right now an average quarterback, but he also runs for 115 yards. And they're better defensively than people give them credit for. Three guys running the ball. Gabe, listen, I think that's brilliant for what Kiffin has done. Waiting on these quarterbacks, seizing them a game at a time, and being able to run the ball in the meantime. But I got a caveat for you, though. Got a friend who works pretty closely, covers Ole Miss every day. And I asked him, how do you see them doing at these remaining games? And he still thinks they'll lose to Bama and they'll lose another game. But right now, the rarefied air for this Ole Miss team, Gabe, at 7-0. LSU, I know they have lost a couple, but as you said, this is a gargantuan game for both these teams.
It really is. And you look at Mississippi, they have Alabama down the road, so they do control their own destiny. You got to believe, Brett, that this is just going to be an all-out track meet, isn't it? I know that Mississippi's defense is better, but at the same point in time, look what Bigsby did. You know, they gave up a lot of big plays. We've seen LSU give up a lot of big plays as well. I would expect this football game to, you know, how many points does a winner need in this game, Brent? Like 42, 38 type thing?
Maybe. Now, here is a concern for Ole Miss. Auburn ran for 300 yards on them after they were allowing only 117 per game. So will they be able to stop this LSU ground game? And really, one of their leading rushers now, John Emery's pretty good, but this Jaden Daniels is a true dual threat. And look, you mentioned this earlier. Folks need to get ready. It's not going to happen this year. But Brian Kelly at LSU, this team's going to be a force coming up in the next few years.
Speaking of which, actually, Brent, we've got about 2 minutes left. Speaking of a force, I know listen, if they win a football game and they cover a point spread, people think they're going to win a national championship. And I'm talking about the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
But Quinn Ewers is the real deal. I mean, clearly. I mean, it's like you could argue he's the, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the country and pro style quarterbacks in the country. They've got, they got Manning on deck. We in this NIL world, and you know, they've always had it's always been the sizzle, but it's funny, in the land of the beef. Where's the beef, right? You guys got the sizzle with this program yet.
Yes.
You start to get the feeling that this thing's sort of for real right now. When you look at these big time quarterbacks that Sarkisian is getting to come to come to Austin, and they've got the move to the SEC on deck. So I'm just stating, it sort of looks like Texas is on the right track right now.
Yes.
And I think, just imagine, Brett, you know the deal. Imagine the hype if the Longhorns beat Oklahoma State this week.
Which would be huge for them, frankly. Now look, they're getting better. I think they're six and a half point favorites, Brett,
which is amazing to me.
Now, are they back where they need to be? No, and Sark would tell you that. But I'm just telling you, there are two teams people need to watch out for right now. Texas is one of them. And I know they're ranked, and I know this is music to your ears, but this Michigan team's no fluke because they
absolutely— Complete football team.
Ran over, didn't they, Gabe? Penn State,
428 yards, 28 first downs. Come on.
And listen, going into that game, as you know, Penn State had only allowed three rushing touchdowns in the first five games. Michigan ran for four. The Corum kid, frankly, is amazing in a lot of ways. Gabe, to me, they've turned the corner. Now, I'm not predicting them beating Ohio State right now. It's too early in the season. But those are two teams people need to watch out for. Kudos to that Michigan defense, too, right?
Oh, you're damn right, people. Oh, they lost the job, but they lost Hutchinson. Don't worry about it. Brent Beard, follow him on Twitter. Bring it.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Maybe I'll go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
The bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Thanks to Brett Beard for kicking with us on the program. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio 97.1, The Freak, Dallas, Texas. In the house, let's do this thing. You know what? It's a lot of point spreads this week where I'm like, all right, why? And trust your gut. Trust your gut. All right, it's your money. It's like, what is that? The Wentworth. It's my money and I want it now. That's the deal. Trust your gut. It's your money. Right? So there's a lot of games this week where I look at the point spread. I'm like, I don't really understand this. I think people, like, so you got Kansas State and TCU. This is where I'm going with this one. What, TCU is at 3.5? All TCU are doing is winning and covering point spreads right now. And I think Kansas State are a better home team than they are road team. I don't really understand this point spread. We were talking about UCLA earlier. The Ducks are a good team, but the Ducks aren't a type of team that you want to be laying points with in a spot like this. I think that UCLA are going to play with these guys, and this game is going to come down. It's going to come down to the wire. So we were talking about the National Football League earlier and going over some of the trends. I like to sort of go over everything all week, and I look at a lot of numbers and all right, what actually matters? Because there's a million trends out there right now, right? We talk about this. I don't really want random trends. I want like divisional trends, factual trends, something that we can sink our teeth into. But there are some interesting ones this week. And specifically, actually, it's not just a trend, really. You don't need to be a trend to know. The Cleveland Browns suck, okay? Like, a Cleveland Brown game should be like, it shouldn't be allowed to be on TV in front of people. It's basically pornography. Like, it should be banned. You know what? I'm going to start, like, a movement. The Cleveland Browns are like, it's bad for the youth of America. It's bad for the adults of America, too. All right? The Cleveland Browns, like, you might as well, like, I was going to say, you know, you might as well, like, you know, when people say, I'll give your money to charity now, you might as well just go get drunk with the money. Like, just take your money and go get hammered. Go out, have a big party. Like, next time, or better yet, imagine if every time you thought, I'm going to bet on the Cleveland Browns, you invested in a stock, how much money you would have. The Browns blow, and I think it's Kevin Stefanski. He is just one of many bad coaches. So how about this, though, with Kevin Stefanski? He's 2-11. He's 2-11 in division games as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. That's against the spread. For the record, he's also 0-4 straight up, and he's 0-4 ATS as well against the Ravens. Like, the Cleveland Browns are one of these teams that, like, they just are. You'll notice in sports, people are who they are. The sports teams are like people. They really are. You know what I mean? Like, people are who they are. They can change a little bit. But nobody's really going to change after, like, 50 years or, like, a sports team, right? You're not going to change. You'll change, but like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons said, you know, and Homer said, remember when Burns was on the bowling team when he was a jerk, but then he became a good guy, and then he became a jerk again? And like Homer said, he goes, most people that change always change back to who they were before they changed. And that's the case with sports teams. Like tonight, Sacramento Kings, they could have won a basketball game late. They didn't. They fell apart in the last couple of minutes. And uh-oh, Spaghetti-O, they came close, but they lost. Why? Because they're losers. Winners win, losers lose. It just is. And the Cleveland Browns are losers. And Kevin Stefanski, he's a bad coach. So if you look at Kevin Stefanski, he blamed Baker Mayfield, which is easy to do, okay? Baker's annoying. I get it. It is what it is. Yet it wasn't all Baker Mayfield, obviously, was it? So he couldn't win with Baker Mayfield, and it's like, all right, it's Baker Mayfield's fault, and he's throwing Baker Mayfield under the bus, and now he's got Jacoby Brissett, and he can't win. And he's not going to throw Jacoby Brissett under the bus, but at the same point in time, he can't win with Jacoby Brissett. So in other words, what? The only time he's going to be able to win is if he gets Deshaun Watson. So in other words, I could be a decent coach in this league if you give me a quarterback that's worth $250 million. Get me a $50 million a year quarterback, and then, you know, then I could coach. But I, you know, oh, it's Baker Mayfield. Oh, it's this, it's that. No, he's just not a very good coach. All right? And I don't know what it is. People, you know, they give him a free pass. Like, we can pick on Nate Hackett all we want. Kevin Stefanski is a money burner. This guy's an arsonist. He's an arsonist. Like, I don't know, like, 2-11. Like, you know, do you ever notice every damn week we go over these trends and there's always something that's horrible about the Browns? They're 2-11 against the spread in division games. It's like, they're terrible. And he's 0-4 against the spread against the Baltimore Ravens. So I just figured I'd throw that out there. The New York Giants and the Jags. We've been talking about this game quite a bit. There's like a lot of crazy numbers here. Like, the numbers like really, really get add up here for the New York Giants against the Jags. So we were talking about the Jaguars earlier. They've lost 18 consecutive games, yet it's a big trap, doesn't it? So let me ask you, and I'm throwing it to you right now, right? It's Wednesday. We don't have to give picks for every game right now. I'm throwing it to you, like the listener right now and the viewer watching on the video apps and all that and stuff. But Do you ride a team that is 5-1 against the spread and straight up, or against a team that is 0-18? They've lost 18 consecutive games against teams from the NFC, the Jacksonville Jaguars have. And in fact, if you go back, they're 1-18 straight up in the last 19 and against the spread as well. And one thing about the New York Giants, the Giants have always been great, great road dogs. They're just a, you know, even like at the end of the Eli Manning era, and remember like when they were really bad? Well, they've always been really bad recently, but you know what I mean? Like, even in like the darkest moments of the New York football Giants over the last 5 years, 7 years or so, they've covered on the road. And now they're winning on the road. Going back to 2018, the Giants are 20-10 against the spread. That's a 66.7% clip as road underdogs. How about this? The Jaguars are 1-6 against the spread as 2-4 point favorites since 2018. So we were talking about the Jaguars just against the NFC. So here's the Jaguars when they're laying points, right? So Jaguars, when they're in a close game in between 2 and 4 points, 1-6 against the spread. It's a tough game. You know, last week I felt that the Giants were in a bad spot and that Baltimore were going to beat them. And then as the week approached, as the game approached and the week went on, I started to think, you know what? Don't overthink this. Don't overthink this. But I'll tell you what, it was the exact same thing with the Dallas Cowboys, right? Dallas Cowboys were covering every week. And, you know, Dallas Cowboys have covered more point spreads than any team in the National Football League in the last year and a half. And, you know, they were getting the 7 points, man, by kickoff against the Eagles. And you'd figure, wow, they cover every week. How do you not take them? But the little voice inside, I took the Eagles. I was like, nah, man, the bubble's about to burst here. There are some, you know, tricky, intriguing games. Matthias, your Falcons, they're in a tough spot this week in the sense they got to go on the road to Cincinnati. And I think the Bengals are, you know, obviously they're a better team, but they're 6-0 ATS. And how about this? Going back to 1978, the teams that were 6-0 ATS only cover 28.6% of the time in week 7. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, you're dancing with the devil here, like covering every week in the NFL. There's a reason why, going back to 1989, only 10 teams have covered the first 6 games. So it's tough to cover that 7th game. You've been optimistic every week, so I know you're going to say, yeah, you think they're going to cover. Maybe you surprised me. Are the Falcons going to cover again, Matthias, this week? You're the Falcon fan amongst us.
Gabe, I'm sticking with what I said the other day, man. It's going to be a tough spot. I don't think they're going to cover this week, and that's only because they're going to be missing Casey Hayward, who is going to be on the IR after a shoulder injury, and I'm pretty sure that A.J. Terrell, the best player on that Falcons defense outside of Grady Jarrett, I don't think he's going to play either. They've kind of been, you know, they haven't really said much about Terrell, but in my opinion, he didn't come back in the game last week, and he is a vital piece of that Falcons defense, and they just can't risk putting him on the field and getting injured for a long period of time. So I think that secondary is going to be really banged up, and Joe Burrow's going to have a big day. I don't think the Falcons cover this week, and I hate saying it, but it hurts me to say it. But yeah, no. I'd take the Bengals, but I'd be more sure with the points. If I'm going to bet this game, I'm taking the over. I think there'll be a lot of points. I think the Bengals will score a lot, and the Falcons' offense is in rhythm, so they should score some points too. The Bengals could not stop the run last week, and the Falcons have a great offensive line that could create big problems for run defense.
That's the thing. I think that Cincinnati, I think there will be points. The over's the bet. The over's the bet in this game. As you said, Atlanta's not going to be able to stop Cincinnati, but Atlanta's offense will move the ball on them. Cincinnati are a hard team to trust. I like Joe Burrow a lot, so it's not against him, but it's more Zach Taylor and the play calling, and just, you know, they don't really pull away from teams. And I'll tell you what, so Zach Taylor has been a home favorite 10 times in his career. He's 4-6 against the spread as a home favorite. The Falcons are on a nice little road dog run right now since 2020. They're 10-7 against the spread with one push along the way. Marcus Mariota, 9-3 against the spread in his career as a starter when he's getting between 5 and 8 points in a football game. So as it is now, our let's get into some early best bets here. You know, we're sort of thinking everything of the super contest, but from a betting perspective, I'll tell you what, I know what's going to happen, and everybody's going to say, oh, I can't take Arizona and all this. Yeah, whatever. It's Thursday night football. I'm betting it. We're on TV during the damn game, so what are we going to say? No, we're not going to bet it. We're betting it, and we're taking Arizona. I know they've lost 8 straight home games. I don't care. They've got DeAndre Hopkins back. I think Hopkins is going to be in shape. I don't think he's going to, you know, he's going to play on every snap, but I think Hopkins will be a big part of the offense. And you know what? Just having him on the field will change a confidence level. Basically, he's one of these guys that makes people around him better, right? They'll look over to be like, man, well, yeah, we forgot. We got one of the best players in the league back right now. People are underestimating it. They score 8 more points a game with DeAndre Hopkins. Is he going to be in full swing? No. But they'll still have to double team him. They'll still have to like be very cautious when he's on the field. And that's going to open up the field for others. Arizona, money line. The number's climbing. Everybody's out for New Orleans as well. Arizona's minus 138. The total, 43.5. Give me the Arizona Cardinals on the money line. And give me over 43.5. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sports.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Grid.com.
Quick Sun Heyman's in Sports Talk Radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Renzi. Now.
In the crowd.
All right, I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals tomorrow night. We'll let you know right now. We're taking the Cardinals. I don't know what it is. Like this Cardinal team. I'm not a Cardinal fan either. I'm a Bills fan. But the Cardinals are one of these teams. I like the Cardinals. You know, I got a soft spot in my heart for them. But they're one of these teams that they cost me. They cost a lot of money, actually. You know, we fell one game short for $50,000 in the Super Contest last week. $50,000. Now, it would have been split, so for me, it would have been $12,500 four ways. We lost by one game. So, I don't know, do we blame Arizona or do we blame Miami? Because we lost with Miami and Arizona. Miami was a stupid pick, so I'll blame Arizona. Miami was like, you blame ourselves. Arizona, we expected better from. But whatever. Arizona were 10-1 straight up in their last 11 road games, and they lost last week at Seattle. Maybe Seattle don't suck as much as people think, though. And now they've lost 8 straight, so everybody's like, oh, you can't take Arizona, they lost 8 straight. Yeah, whatever. If you're going to bet in the past, you're going to die in the past. Don't look back. Like Don Headley said, don't look back. Never look back, all right? Don't look back. And each game is different. I don't want to hear about, oh, they're going to have a tough time. Like, whatever. You think one player is running out on the field thinking about what's happened in the past tomorrow? No. Give me Arizona. The game's going to go over the number. And tomorrow night, basically, guys, any chance we get, and Matias, it's all that's coming up. Your Falcons are covering, and I tell you what, I think your Clippers are going to cover tomorrow night as well. It's a Laker home game, which is even better, actually, bro. It's better for the Clippers that it's technically a Lakers home game because a Laker fan will turn on them. They're going to be after the Clippers are routing them and stuff. You know what I mean? So it'll be more negative for the Lakers. Lay the 5.5 with the Clippers tomorrow. Clippers roll the Lakers. And you got the Bucks and the 76ers? Whatever, man. Really? You're going to lay 4 points with this Sixer team? They're all hype. They're all hype. Eventually, this Philly party is going to come to an end across the board. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.